You know, it's funny. Funny, crazy. Not funny, haha. It's funny, in the United States of America today, it's considered un-American to tell the truth. Yeah, you're not allowed to say the leader's gone mad. The emperor's got no clothes. You're not allowed to do that. But really, what's American, what's really American is when someone cons you or lies to you or steals your money, you whip their ass. You don't elect them president. Here's Howard Zinn on The Daily Show.
My friend and co-editor Anthony Arnov and I decided that my words in the People's History of the United States were not the best thing in it. The best thing in it were the words of other people, you know. And so we decided to take those. We had some nice juicy quotations in the People's History. We decided to take them, expand on them, get more of them. And so we ended up with 200 statements of defiance. Really. That's the idea.
It's an incredible read of, it's almost in the way that they say history is written by the victors. This is in some ways the counterweight to that. It's really from the side of people that had really struggled.
Absolutely. And well, it's the voices of not presidents, not generals, not industrialists, the voices of Indians who refuse to be annihilated, mm-hmm. black people who refuse to be humiliated, women who refuse to be put down, working people who go out on strike for the eight-hour day, soldiers who refuse to fight in an immoral war. It's those voices.
What do you think would surprise people in your mind reading this? I mean, I can tell you what surprised me to some extent, but what would you say?
Well, what I found is that most people who go to American schools and they learn that Columbus is a hero, right? And they read Las Casas, who is one of our first voices here, Spanish priest, who observed and reported on Columbus's atrocities. You see, I think most people will be surprised by that. What is interesting to me is that if you go through these voices through history, in every case, you can see a connection with the present. For instance, Christopher Columbus and George Bush.
I hear them together a lot.
Okay, yeah. They've both been on this show, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Las Casas blows the whistle on Columbus. Right. Columbus crosses an ocean with an armed force to invade another land. There are people there. Well, they're Indians, right? They have weapons of mass destruction, right? Spears, you see.
And delicious spices.
That's right. Great things. Columbus is going to bring Christianity to the Indians. How does he do it? By torturing them, dismembering them, murdering them. Bush is bringing democracy to Iraq. How is he doing that? By breaking into their homes, by killing people, by bombing them. Maybe 200,000... No, not... I'm exaggerating.
Sorry, I do that all the time.
No, you,
in fact, it's my job.
It's your job, but it's not mine.
Yeah, right? I guess. You got to
so
put facts in it.
Let's cut it down.
Yeah.
The British Medical Journal... Lancet estimated that perhaps 100,000 Iraqis have been killed in the course of this war. Very few Americans really know that. So what has happened here? Las Casas says that Columbus was lying. He says Columbus did not intend to bring Christianity. That was not his motive was gold. Is Bush's motive in Iraq democracy, or is it oil? No. I mean...
Don't you think Columbus was slightly more upfront?
That's
I always thought Columbus was relatively upfront with, like, the Christianity is nice, but is that cumin? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he definitely...
Right. Not only was he upfront in what he said, but he was with his invading force.
See, you'd like to see...
He was there Yeah.
Bush on horseback, but, metal helmet.
Yeah. But you know what? I really believe these guys in the White House, I mean, sure, it could be oil. It could be drugs. I mean,
could
they
it,
might be on
could
drugs.
It be that they believe? Do you ever give the possibility that it's maybe it's myopic, maybe it's a cloistered view, but that they really do believe?
Well, if people are on narcotics, they could. No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious. They can make themselves believe anything. You see, and no, when I say when narcotics, I mean this.
They're power being the narcotic.
Power. They're addicted to power, and they're addicted to war. They're addicted to war. They can't break the habit. You know,
has it gotten better? When you look at, you know, one of the things that seemed interesting to me is when you read, you know, Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce saying, "I will fight no more forever." And then the further you get into the book, it does seem that the concerns get narrower and narrower. So it has. I mean, we have made some improvement in our barbarity over 300 years, I would say. No? Not going to go there, huh?
I don't know. I don't know if you can say we've made an improvement. If you go from, you know, the annihilation of the Indians to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right?
I meant since the 40s we've made an improvement.
Oh, since the 40s.
My view of history is much shorter than yours.
Okay. I mean, since
what I meant was since last year, I think we're doing very well.
I think right now, at this moment, we're doing okay. You know, but
today.
That's about it.